If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of January 2nd, 2024, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, that's right. News AF is back here again with our News AF team here. For the first time in 2024, please welcome in Pickleball's top influencer, America's Dad, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I'm in Palm Springs, been visiting with friends and having a great time. And that's it. That's it. A New Year's resolutions. Make more time to go on adventures with Danny.
Yes.
And get in better shape.
Okay. Better shape than you're already in?
I took a steep decline over the last month.
A sabbatical.
Oh, what? From like taking time away for doing holiday stuff?
Yeah. And eating extra treats and stuff. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So that's it. So that's what I got going on. And, very exciting. Mm-hmm. Might go to a zoo today, the Palm Springs Zoo.
Oh,
it's supposed to be one of the top 10 zoos in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What's the killer attraction?
I don't know. It has an Australian sector, so I think maybe platypuses and kangaroos and koalas and stuff.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's all.
Yeah. And good holiday.
Yeah. New Year's, we just went to bed when we felt like going to bed. I don't even think we stayed. We didn't make it to midnight. And who cares, you know, honestly, about New Year's, it's like
it's midnight somewhere.
That's a young man's holiday to celebrate.
Even at its best. Like I was trying to think of like my
best
New Year's.
New Year's.
My best New Year's Eve. I think I have like maybe like two or three that were like good.
I'll tell you my best one.
They don't exist.
Yeah.
My best one, I was like 10 years old and my parents are like, fuck it. You can stay up till midnight.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? And that was the best New Year's I ever had.
That was the best one. Yeah. So
yeah,
pretty overrated overall. Okay.
Here's some white powder, kids. This will keep you up.
Yeah. It's mostly, It's mostly just regret through the night when you're like, I should have gone to bed earlier.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I should have gone to bed. And then the thing happens and you're like, nah, fuck, I should have gone to bed a little earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Why didn't I just go to bed a little earlier?
It kicks off the resolutions early because then you realize the benefits of a good early sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, and you're like, I'm going to go to sleep earlier and I'm not going to celebrate New Year's next year.
Yeah, my New Year's resolution is to not celebrate it next year.
Smart.
That's the best one ever.
Okay. All right. And then back with us here for the first time in 2024, it's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Oh, guys, I'm doing so good. I'm constructing a cart with which to haul Tyson up a mountain on a new adventure.
A cart?
Tyson cart. Yeah.
I'm surprisingly fit for how little I do, Danny.
What kind of exercise are you doing?
I mean, I'll play pickleball for 2 or 3 hours in a session.
Endurance.
Yeah. And then I've tried jogging and I can go out.
No.
And, but I can go out and hold pace for 2 hours without
You're fine.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprisingly it must just be the pickleball moving around in 2 or 3 hours, but like going for a couple hour jog is not a challenge.
But Tyson, I'm intrigued about this cart that Danny is building. Is it going to be like a rickshaw that you are going to you're going
to
run?
I think it's
going
to have a motor
like
on
a chariot.
Danny won't be able to pull that up the hill, and he also won't be able to stop it from rolling.
Oh, going downhill is where the real danger is the downhill.
Your knees are
I got Tyson in a donkey cart and I'm trying to bring him down the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when things get scary.
Yeah.
But it sounds like I can stop working on the cart. He's fit.
I'm fit enough.
Trim and fit.
Luke McDowell says that we're old enough that we can tell him stories about the year 2000 New Year's, which was hilarious because the buildup to that was Y2K. All the electronics in the entire universe were not programmed to be able to turn over to a new millennium. Yeah. And so the wonder was, once we hit the year 2000, would all the computers hard reset or shut down, or how would they react? Nothing happened.
Planes were going to fall from the sky.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It literally was
remember that.
We're not sure what could happen. And that was all the news was just like.
There's an HBO documentary that just came out about Y2K. I wanted to show it to my kids, but they could not be less interested.
Really?
Yeah. It was a little scary. Also, I got a little bit of people like, we're getting a lot of guns and stuff.
Yeah. We'll never. Bunkers. You'll never be able to explain it in a way that it will be understandable to someone who didn't witness it because it was so absurd.
Yeah. We didn't even know what was going to happen. It was just like,
they tell us that nothing, they told us
a lot of stuff could happen.
It said, here's all the things that could happen. None of it happened. It was just a regular New Year's.
And I've never believed any of the doomsdays.
Everybody runs over to check their computer 2 minutes into the new year, and they're like,
and they're still downloading all that illegal digital music. They're like, dude, my stream wasn't even interrupted.
Get all the Metallica in now while you can.
Oh man.
Okay. So well,
guys, Liz is crawling around on the floor trying not to get into the shot.
Tell her to stand up and wave.
How was Liz's birthday?
Liz, how was your birthday? She says it was good.
She's exiting. He gives us a thumbs up.
That's how hard she works to make sure that this isn't.
Wow.
That this is a high quality production.
Yeah. She just Mission Impossible.
Did she just come in to just give you a kiss, or what was her?
No, I don't know. She's grabbing something over there.
That's when you podcast in the closet. Sometimes people need things in the closet.
I know. Her birthday, by the way, went off. There are fireworks, so it felt pretty special. Yeah,
symbolic of the state of the marriage. Still fireworks after all this time.
Yeah, did stay up until 12, Tyson. Even my kids stayed up. I don't know what they expected to happen, the world to catch fire at midnight. Yeah. But I was like, hey, it's 12:01. Get in your beds right now.
I think my dad purposely made it as unspectacular as possible so that the next year we would just go, just good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, smart.
Well, really, if you don't live on the East Coast, like it's a perfect excuse. Yeah. You go watch like CNN and we got to midnight. We've seen it, what happens, and then you don't have to stay up till midnight if you're not.
You can watch it in London or Paris to be Sure. Real. You don't have to stay up to East Coast.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, congratulations to all of us who made it to 2024. That's fantastic for
Good
us.
For us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that remains to be seen, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Who knows what's in store, right, Rob? I
mean,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a doctor in years. That's another New Year's resolution, is to just go check in.
Get a little check in. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I've been good about the dentist.
Yes.
But bad about my, like, I mean, I went to the dentist when I went to the dentist for the first time in years and years and years, I had to get a root canal. So I was like, God, I shouldn't do that. So I did that. I started doing that more regular, because he was like, if you would have come in every six months, you never would have had to have this root canal. Mm. So now I'm very regular on that. But then I'm like, could the same thing happen with my entire body?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, oh, we got a lot of surgeries we need to do.
It's easy to go to the dentist, you know, every 6 months, because he's not putting a finger up your butt.
Yeah. So.
Wait. Yeah. Or maybe yours is.
Yeah, my has to. Have you gotten a colonoscopy, Danny? You're at that age.
No, I should, though. And every year I'm like, this is the year.
This is the colonoscopy year right now. 45.
Yeah.
But then I'm like,
Rob, that do you sounds already like get your
an invasion of my privacy. But I'm going for a checkup next week. Maybe it's going to be scheduled.
Yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
I'm waiting for the camera pill to like become more of a thing.
Where you swallow a camera?
Yeah, they in a little pill shape, they have them, and then they tumbles through your intestines and out your butt.
But
they just look at the footage.
Is it a 360 cam, or do you have to swallow it until it gets the right angle? You keep having to
I think it's a 360 cam.
They're like, dang it, it took a turn, the wrong turn in the lower intestine.
It went down the wrong pipe.
Went down the wrong pipe.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think it's like
the bladder.
Yeah.
Like random plumbing.
Could happen. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you never choked on a glass of water? What happens there then, Danny?
Yeah, what does happen?
Wrong pipe.
Sometimes it goes down the wrong pipe.
I don't drown. So thank goodness.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some big stories going on. And this is one that caught my attention earlier this week, as some people who are big, you know, they love all the Sephora different body lotions, but there is a new one, which is called the Sol de Janeiro Delicia Drench Body Butter. Because some people have gone on the Sephora Reddit and said that it seems to be attracting some unwanted attention from wolf spiders.
That's awesome.
World's possible lotion. Anything that attracts a predator is something you should 100% avoid.
So how have they decided this? Like when you wear it, wolf spiders crawl on you?
Okay.
Or so this like is, if you put in the tub somewhere, the wolf spiders
according
just like
to Reddit and also some reviewers on the Sephora website. So people are writing in and saying that that they like the lotion. However, every time they've worn it, they notice spiders. Another reviewer said, if you're a fan of soft, hydrated skin with a tropical scent that screams vacation and spiders, then this is the cream for you.
This is a millennial prank. Yeah. It's a millennial prank.
No, this is a PSA.
Yeah.
That we're giving
millennials
right now.
Don't do pranks like this, Tyson.
You don't think that they're online and they're all like, okay, everybody. No.
Millennials that they have jobs and families and they don't have time for this kind of
prank. So who's tricking the masses?
Well, if anybody's doing pranks, it's Gen Z.
Why is it so hard to believe that this lotion attracts spiders?
It's not so hard to believe, but the accounts of it just being like, okay, it just seems odd that there's multiple accounts and they both noted it.
Because, well, they're saying that this lotion, that people are saying that there is a component, there is a two-component female-produced pheromone of spider that is signaled for sexual communication.
Ooh.
However, two people reporting this is not nearly enough.
That's what
enough.
I'm saying. So like,
that's a better point to make, Tyson, than rather a conspiracy from some other group or generation.
Yeah. If it was thousands of people, then I'd have to look into it being a conspiracy rather than factual. But I mean, remember when they used to prank, the younger generations would prank us and then it would be a news story and then it was a prank all along. Mm. Like the pregnant woman losing her job at Home Depot on Christmas Eve.
Or the finger in the Wendy's chili. Mm-hmm.
Or the shrimp tails in the Cinnamon Toast Crunch from the comedian.
Yes.
This did make me think, though, there are things like if you go to a place where there's bears, they should put a warning on Slim Jims that say something like, do not eat in bear country, will attract bears. They're probably in food and in lotions, tons of things that attract animals. Mm-hmm. This is just one small example, but my guess is that we put stuff on us all the time, like whale pheromones or shark hormones or whatever, mm-hmm. without mm-hmm. even knowing that that's what we're doing. It's just, in this case, the spider showed up.
Yeah, Gina Taylor makes a good point. Wolf spiders are not that big of a deal. They might bite you, but you'll survive. Yeah, but they're scary looking.
Scary. So mm-hmm. scary. Yeah,
they're scary yeah. looking.
Now, Sephora, they are pushing back hard. They're good. Saying that this is misinformation. Yeah. And
Our lotion for spiders department is completely separate than our human lotion department. So yeah. there's no way this could have happened. Is that what they said?
Mm-hmm. We know that it attracts rats, not spiders.
Yes. Yeah. Another commenter said this is completely ridiculous. I've been wearing this for days and zero spiders.
Again, yeah. that's not proof of anything.
It just maybe wolf spiders weren't already near your house.
Exactly. What we need is scientists to get in on this.
Yes.
With actual spiders.
We need the government to put up, I don't know, $42 million.
Yeah. yeah.
And a grant mm-hmm. for the leading scientists in this field of arachnids.
But again, I'm going to say this. I mm-hmm. think that we probably put things on our body and eat things that would attract other animals and might even attract them, because who knows what's in all those chemicals? Mm-hmm. I mean, a Mountain Dew, who knows what a Mountain Dew is attracting? Have you seen the list of
not
chemicals?
Not wolf spiders.
Yeah. Not wolf spiders.
So you are saying that you are certain that this is true?
I'm just saying that the idea of it mm-hmm. kind of rings true. That there okay. are chemicals that can attract things.
Mm-hmm. Guess we'll find
unwanted
out.
Things. Like you want pheromones. You want to attract, yeah. you know,
okay.
a romantic interest.
Do we have an spiders. Intern at this podcast anymore, Rob? To reach out to Sephora to get us all this lotion? We'll no, all wear
you
it
want,
for a week.
You want this?
Why would you want this?
Just to see.
I don't want. Oh, a spider.
Well, now would you get it for yourself or would you give it as a gift to Rachel and then see if the spiders are attracted to her?
Stay up all night observing her?
Putting out little, like taking off bottle caps and filling the bottle caps with the lotion, putting them outside corners of my house.
In your backyard.
Yeah, just congregate. Ooh, wolf spiders
with sticky traps, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a sticky trap around yeah, so it. That's a good idea.
Well, they say yeah. that spiders actually eat a lot of other pests.
Mm-hmm.
Spiders aren't a bad thing. It doesn't yeah. mean that I like them, but they eat a lot of insects that I might hate more.
Rather a spider than a scorpion.
That's true. Do mm-hmm. spiders eat scorpions?
Probably. Tarantulas or scorpions eat spiders.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, we have tarantulas out here.
Mm-hmm. Do they like body lotion?
I don't know. That's why we need our intern to contact Sephora to get this lotion to see if we can get some tarantulas around.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, a bunch of signs popped up at all the trailheads saying, be nice to rattlesnakes. And I kind of have to agree because rattlesnakes, they don't strike very often. But if there are mice around, mm-hmm. which one would you rather have, rattlesnakes or lots of mice?
Well, if you also read the studies, they say that a single rattlesnake can eat X amount of mice every year. So
yeah.
and you have multiple rattlesnakes on the hill. Rattlesnakes aren't trying to eat us. They're not trying to harm us. They're not infesting.
And they come with an alarm.
And they come with an alarm. It's true. All you have to do is be aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I'm saying is the spiders are kind of the same way. I hate flies so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate seeing spiders, but they're doing the Lord's work by killing those flies.
I leave spider webs out in my yard everywhere. I never really wreck a spider. There's one that's been in the corner of my house for like 2 years. That's like, it's Charlotte's web. I think
it's like
Charlotte.
A mansion, mm-hmm. spider mansion.
Yeah, it's a mansion, spider mansion. It would just filled with dead bugs and I love it.
Yeah.
So maybe the secret is if you have an insect problem to wipe this lotion in discrete corners of your house. To draw them and help the spiders out.
Yeah, that's smart.
Or bring them all into the same location, away from your face.
Okay. All right. It's 2024. It's a new year. And while there is so much optimism and excitement about 2024, There is a Brazilian psychic living Nostradamus who has come out with his predictions here for...
Is that what he calls himself? Who calls him this?
I don't think he calls himself.
You can't. You'll discredit yourself by calling yourself a living Nostradamus.
They say that... Okay, this is from... this article is a link from the...
Something called The Star.
News.com out of Australia.
Okay, by the way, Rob, I've pulled up Baba Vanga's predictions for 2024.
Oh, okay, that's the blind nun?
Is there? Yeah, she's dead now, but she left predictions leading all the way to like 2,500-something. So we've got a record here.
Now, this guy's claim to fame is that he predicted COVID.
Man. But like how so?
Hmm.
Yeah. Like he was like in 2020, there's a thing called COVID, and that was in 1998. Yeah. Now I'm a believer.
I got to see if I could find the living Nostradamus' predictions from 2020.
But if he's like, people will get sick in 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
Too vague now.
Like Revelations probably predicted COVID. It's so vague. Mm-hmm. Pestilence shall spread across the earth during times of war. You're like, oh my gosh, it's all lining up.
Yeah.
Okay. How many more blood moons until we're dead?
So I think that... all of his stuff. I don't think anybody was paying attention to his predictions for 2020 because he had to have that one under his belt before people could start paying attention to what he was
probably
predicting.
I bet it was post-dated too.
You got to build your street cred.
He's like, look at this. Look at this stamp. Look at the timestamp on it. It is 2018.
Okay. All right. So he's got some big predictions for 2024. Okay. They're billed as 5 chilling predictions from Living Nostradamus.
Should I put on a coat?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, let me give you from maybe in order of interest. Okay. He's predicting a big year for natural disasters across the globe.
Oh, what a risk. Okay. What a risk to say that. Already earthquakes in Japan, though. So check.
I'm predicting a pretty decent likelihood for World War III.
Oh, that's all. That one's always on the cards.
Yeah, that one's always on the cards.
Okay, that one's a pretty safe bet.
After World War II, the day after, you're like, dude, I'm predicting World War III.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I mean, there's so many sequels already. You know, not crazy to think that one. AI is going to develop consciousness and rebel against creators.
This year, that's
not ideal. Yeah.
No.
But he has a couple of interesting ones also. Maybe not necessarily as bleak. He says that there's going to be an asteroid that is going to crash, but not necessarily like a planet-killing asteroid. Yeah. An asteroid that's going to be very like mineral-rich that's going to ignite a new space race.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of risky. That's a risky one.
Yeah, because once the global superpowers get their hands on these ancient asteroid space minerals, that's going to get the new space race going.
Okay.
Okay. And then this is probably the most exciting one. Contact with aliens, but not necessarily that they're going to visit us, but through, you know, our communications systems.
Well, that's a hell of a parlay. Mm-hmm. So if all those 5 things happen,
Tyson, you know, think about
I'm
it.
All in.
No, think about it.
Tyson, I saw your tweets the other day that I was very happy that my sports teams are able to bring you some happiness.
Yeah, I won $4,500 on the Browns Jet game.
Yeah, betting Browns all against game. The Jets.
That's sad. That's so sad.
And I just stacked the Browns every direction.
So Tyson,
I did have the Jets quarterback throwing over 200 yards.
Yes,
and he threw 250 in the final 2 minutes of the game.
Wow,
he was under 200 yards. That was the only one I was waiting on.
100 checkdowns.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Tyson, I take $5 and I put it on all these predictions as a parlay. Mm-hmm. What am I making if they all hit?
Probably
got to be huge.
Probably
right?
There's no global money to give you, Danny. I think
I get my own bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Would be gigantic, though.
Okay, yeah. Should we compare those against Baba Vanga's predictions? Yeah. So, just for the record, Baba Vanga had a bad 2023.
Oh,
like none of her predictions came true. So, she's coming off a hard year prediction wise.
Yeah,
not that she cares. She's
Nobody's 100%.
The other thing I was wondering
would be impressive is if you were 100%, you know.
Oh, now you're someone that I'm listening to. Yes. So Baba Vanga, she must have people who are handling her legacy, because a lot of these predictions don't even seem possible from someone who died so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she's predicting that power grids and water treatment plants will be hit with cyber attacks, which probably weren't even a thing when she perished, when she died.
I mean, she predicted cyber attacks. Like, that's pretty good.
I mean, cyber attacks. Yeah, right. But it's not all doom and gloom. She's also claiming that there will be a cure found for Alzheimer's and cancer.
In this year?
In 2024, and a massive breakthrough in quantum computing, okay. Which again, not sure how she knew about that. But her handlers of her legacy, the people reading the text written down on parchment, that's what they're saying. So, you know what's weird is the Australian guy didn't give us any good news.
Well, he's not. It was Australian newspaper. It's a Brazilian.
Oh, yeah.
Living Nostradamus is Brazilian.
I would like to know, you know, is anything good going to happen? I mean.
No, not really.
All bad.
He didn't have anything good. I mean, I guess like a communication with aliens. I think that seems.
Would that be good?
On paper, it seems good.
I'd finally get my colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. If they showed up.
Yeah. So, I mean, the mineral rich asteroid isn't necessarily bad.
Yeah, but after that, war, as we fight for resources.
Right. So, space race, I mean, they said.
At least Baba Vanga is like, dude,
I don't
cancer,
think World War
III
is over the minerals.
A giant rock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, luckily, I mean, we could also consult with, you know, the blind donkey or the octopus.
The octopus is still going?
Well, they only predict Super Bowls.
They predict Super Bowls, right.
That's the weird thing is that animals are only capable of predicting sports events,
yeah.
While humans can do, you know, future events for all of humanity.
Yeah. So
I'd feel better if animals were predicting humanity's future because they don't have any bias.
Right.
Especially an octopus.
Okay. So we talked about our New Year's Eve plans, but allegedly that there were some passengers that had a big plan that New Year's Eve was so awesome for these people. They wanted to try to celebrate it twice.
Oh.
Because there was a United Airlines flight that was scheduled to depart from Guam on 7:35 a.m. and then land in Hawaii at 6:50 p.m. on December 31st. It was going to travel backwards in time, allowing these people to celebrate New Year's Eve twice. But because of technical glitches, United Airlines was not able to make this happen.
Was United Airlines marketing this?
I don't know if they marketed it.
You made it sound like it was an actual commercial event.
Mm-hmm. Because remember when people used yes. to do that in Japan, they'd celebrate in Tokyo and then fly straight to the US mm-hmm. on like Paris Hilton or somebody famously like did that. And they celebrated New Year's Eve twice. And you're like, what ballers? And now you're just like, that's my nightmare. Is there a way? Is there a route you could miss all of the New Year's?
To miss all of the New Year's. Wow. That's incredible. But I'm not
so
sure.
You get
but
on. You could. You get
you
on.
You could. Mm-hmm. Run away on. From the sun.
Yeah. Well, so you get on a flight mm-hmm. to where would you go? Would you go east or west?
You have to go east and you have to delay it so that you're just barely missing the New Year's as it's going around the globe. You're just behind New Year's Eve.
Okay. Yeah.
Or you just put yourself in a coma and say, hey, just wake me up on the 1st of January.
No, I think the new marketing flight is this will avoid all New Year's celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
They'll touch down like a New Year never even occurred.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this article, which is in the New York Post, that they started off by talking about this person who that just took like a screen grab of the pushed back or departure time and said, great idea. Too bad it got delayed. I was supposed to be on this flight. Double New Year isn't even happening anymore. This person wasn't even on this plane.
Wait, then. But you made it sound like they were, what were they doing?
And then they said many had booked this flight specifically so they'd get the opportunity to go back in time.
Yeah. How many people are in Guam? Like, can even hold that many people, and they're in Guam with the plan of flying back. And
I don't know
that
there were several. They said several people were angry about this.
Yeah.
So maybe this is where United Airlines did on their Twitter post a tweet about this flight.
Damage well, control. Mike Skull in the chat says, couldn't you just be close to a time zone line and then just like step over it to celebrate that's twice if you're like genius. That,
yeah.
That interested?
So this is where United Airlines got themselves into trouble because that they promoted this as you only live once, but you could celebrate New Year's Eve twice. And they talk about this flight route, but then they got the angry people. I booked this flight specifically so I could do this. I got the delay
broken
notification,
promises.
And we aren't scheduled to get in until January 1st. This tweet is aging poorly now, and I'm dissatisfied with how this was promoted and not delivered.
Yeah, they need to refund to some capacity just because they're, yeah, this is a, listen, you schedule a flight and you have to at least 80% assume they're going to screw you somewhere.
Well, 80%, which airline are you traveling on?
Do you think that's low?
That percentage goes way down as you get close to Spirit and Allegiant.
No, I'm saying 80% chance that they are going to screw you.
Oh, yeah. That's high.
Yeah. But
that's high.
What do you even do to celebrate two New Year's that like you celebrate in
bandwidth for one
in Guam and like how crazy can you get? And then get on the plane, then fly to Hawaii, and then do it again?
By the way, I've been in Hawaii for New Year's Eve, and they celebrated it on New York time, at least the hotel I was at. Because
so
the hotel
like
was
two in the afternoon.
People. Yeah, they're like, I'm like, why are there fireworks going on?
Why is
right
the sun?
Now?
There's sun out
there's
and
still
fireworks?
The sun's still up there and fireworks because nobody wanted to stay up to celebrate at Hawaiian time.
Yeah.
So bad planning all around from everyone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me then tell you about some other travelers who recently had a bad experience. Travelers who were going to be going on a tropical cruise to Florida and the Bahamas instead had their cruise ship rerouted to Boston.
Nightmare. Mm. Nightmare. You're like, I'm escaping the cold, which I did see one passenger post something basically along these lines. I'm escaping the cold, and instead I was returned the cold.
To Boston.
Yeah, to Boston.
That's where you post pictures of you in just shorts, like pulling into harbor. Be like, tropical vacation, here we come, Boston. Who knew that's the first stop on our destination
vacation? By
the way, vacation?
It's been a bad month for cruises.
Yes.
I think it's been probably the last
decade. Yes, we've been paying attention, but those who are just starting to pay attention, you had the North Sea cruise, which doesn't even sound like a cruise.
The submersible.
Got out of commission. Then you had the one that got canceled that was going to be like, what, 20 years, 10 years, something like that? People sold their house.
I think it's
three. Whatever. And then now you've got this one, plus all the explosive diarrhea you're just going to get by default on any cruise anyway.
Yeah.
It's just it's a bad year for.
Yeah, this happened last month. One cruise goer said, I did not want to pay $5,000 for my family to come to Boston. This was supposed to be our Christmas vacation.
Taking the sights, the historical tours.
Boston has a lot of history.
Yeah, it's where it all started.
Yeah.
But like, I guess if that's not where you want to go, then yeah, that makes sense.
Also, what's the justification there? Why not just say, hey, everyone get off the boat unless you want to go to Boston?
There was bad weather.
And so they're just like,
bad weather in the Bahamas. So they went back to Boston.
But bad weather in the Bahamas is still better than good weather in Boston.
Excellent point, Tyson.
Yeah.
They had to ensure the safety of everybody on board.
Everybody, like, you can risk a few. There's so many people on those cruises. I think that they should be like 98% of you will return alive. That's fine.
And then after Boston, then they went to Portland, Maine and St. John, Newfoundland. So they
went north. They kept going north. How is that safe?
So they're like, we can't deliver what we said, but let's just do something else so we can take all their money.
Yeah, so that they can't sue us. Got to read the fine print.
It's insane. I bet the fine print is like, we reserve the right to take you anywhere we'd like. To
anywhere we want. Yeah.
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 look, we gotta go.
This is, yeah. And you're saying this is United Airlines Cruise Portal?
No. This was on MSC Cruises, which I had never heard of before.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing, too. Like, if you have not heard of the cruise company, it's risky enough going on a reputable cruise line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, finding a budget cruise line or whatever this is even more dangerous.
MSC.
Yeah, you get up to like a retro.
Messy. Did you say
like,
messy?
No, no, I did not. Yeah, what does MSC stand for?
It just is that if you say it fast, it sounds like messy.
Mm-hmm.
It totally does.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/SBO. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's talk about another story. Okay, this is a story. We've talked about so many of these over the years, but another class action lawsuit against a big brand. This time, it's Reese's that's feeling the heat because they did something very misleading, okay? They're being sued for $5 million by a Florida woman who says that the packaging for Reese's peanut butter cups, specifically the Halloween ones, are not what they say. Okay? They show you this jack-o'-lantern with a face on it, and then you open it up. What the hell is this? Where's a face? And it doesn't have a big bite taken out of it like in the picture?
Yeah.
The flavor's been altered because of all those reasons, and now it's just like disgusting.
It's
right?
not even pumpkin flavor, I don't think. I think it's regular Reese's flavor, but it has pumpkins big and bright on that wrapper.
Yeah. Yeah. For example, in the lawsuit, it says pictures the pumpkins are pictured on the product labeled as containing carved out eyes and a mouth as followed. However, there are no carvings for the eyes or a mouth, and it looks as follows.
Mm-hmm.
And then how about this one? Or then is they have the ghost also?
You know what? The people like this who pay attention to details, when it comes to candy, I don't need you. I need you with my phone contracts. You know what I mean? Like other bigger problems I wish you would turn your attention to. Like the Reese's Pieces, I could care less. Do something that affects me in a real way.
Well, Danny, these are Reese's peanut butter cups, not Reese's. Pieces.
Whatever they are.
Reese's sends her Reese's Pieces carving utensils to
carve. Oh, yes.
Ooh, nice.
Wouldn't that be better if your kids, that they got like an X-Acto knife and then you carved out your Reese's peanut butter cup to be whatever you want?
Maybe they should just give her a free cruise compensation.
From MSC.
Yeah, from MSC. Yeah, that would be the sweet way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brooke Gentry says, okay, but that is a little disappointing. I agree.
A little bit.
I agree.
It is I don't open up the candy and be like, oh.
Yeah, but if you're opening it up for your kid and you're like, oh, this one has a face on it, and then you open it, because that's exactly probably what I would say. Wait, check this one out. It's got a face on it.
Yeah, then you're like, this is an opportunity to teach him about disappointment.
Yeah. Never mind. Corporations lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all you have to listen. It's better you learn from Reese's now about the corporate lies than
your insurance company.
I'm sorry.
Than from MSC Cruise Lines or United Airlines.
I have to.
This is less disappointing.
Fact check myself. I said that she was suing the Hershey company for $5 million. I apologize. She's suing for $5 billion.
Is that true?
All right. That's how you know it's not serious. Nobody goes for $5
billion. Listen, she just wants one of those candies with the face carved out. She's like, I'm not getting $5 billion, but maybe they'll just be like, here's a carved out one for you. Yeah.
You know what, Rob? I can excuse you for that because that number is so ridiculous that your eyes saw it and didn't believe it.
Yes. In addition to the $5 billion, she's also asking that the company create new packaging that accurately reflects what these seasonal chocolates will look like.
Yeah. Yeah, $5 billion. Wow.
Yes.
So that's the damages.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyer was emotional. Like, how do you quantify, like, if you were to give a number, what number would that be to make this okay? And she's like, $5
billion.
not even a thought. Just like, I already have been thinking about it on the toilet. $5 billion. Yep.
Like, throw out $5 billion. They'll settle for $400. Yeah,
right? That's how you do it. Go start high and... Mm-hmm. And low.
Yeah. $5
billion. Yeah. She submitted photos also with the lawsuit.
How sad does she look in them?
Well, she submitted photos compared to the packaging. She said, Reese's, what are you doing? She said, look at the picture on the packet. It's like a pumpkin with a face and a little mouth. Then you open up that packet and you are presented with that monstrosity.
Yeah. She's disgusted at a bare bones pumpkin.
It's horrible.
Because it's not a jack-o'-lantern, it's a pumpkin.
How do you justify $5 billion? Like when you go before the judge and he's like, well, how did you arrive at this number? Like emotional anguish?
This is something I will think about for the rest of my life every single day, every single minute, unless I get $5 billion.
And I was destined to earn $5 billion, but because of this,
because
I now can never achieve my full potential.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good argument.
Okay. So... Again, I'm never sure exactly how these work. Is this like, is she personally damaged or is this a class action lawsuit?
Sounds like just one woman crusading against
According to this, Hershey's was sued in a false advertising class action. So I think everybody who was damaged by this then has an opportunity to get in on it.
Oh, so we could get in on this.
I'll get a check for $1.53. Yeah.
The Reese's, but again, does every trick-or-treater then also get a chance to get some action?
Yeah, probably. Hmm. If you, I got a check in the mail from Apple Legal for some class action thing for like $30 2 years ago, or a year ago. And it was a surprise. I didn't put my name anywhere. I didn't do anything. I just purchased an Apple product within the allotted time frame, and they're like,
yeah, what'd you get?
$28.
$28?
I don't know. I got $28, I think. So I didn't even cash it.
Yeah, because sometimes like you cash a check and it was like a scam. Sometimes you
I was like, I didn't do anything for this. And, have I been disappointed with my Apple products? Sure. But what is it disappointing?
Google just lost a class action lawsuit for, I want to say billions, or at least hundreds of millions. Maybe you'll be saying
Did they advertise something with a face on it that didn't have a face?
Now they're probably stealing your information. So
what about this Apple Watch thing? Like now you have a collector's item?
Well, no, because they had the ban and then they blocked the ban, if I read that correctly. So you can still buy the watch. But the guy who sued Apple, he spent $100 million. This lady probably just filed paperwork that cost like $20. The guy who fought Apple spent $100 million to sue them over that tech. So, you know, lawsuits, hint of lime lawsuits are cheap, but if you go after the big dogs like Apple, you better have money to spend to take that to court.
I don't know if we've talked about this ever before, but the Police Department of British Columbia puts out a list of the top nuisance calls that they get every year. This is the 10th time that they've published their top 911 nuisance calls. I think they're trying to shame people into stop calling 911.
Makes sense. Good idea.
Okay. We do have a list of the top nuisance calls for the British Columbia 911. In no particular order, they got calls this year to ask directions home from the Drake concert.
A Canadian gem. Mm-hmm. Drake. Mm-hmm.
Give me them bras.
Nobody called 911 about that. Somebody called 911 that the traffic light was taking too long to turn green.
I get that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, side note, I saw an article recently about whether or not you're allowed to run a light that doesn't change.
Listen, I don't know if you're allowed to or not, but I do it.
Yeah, I do it too.
Well, that's what you got to call 911 first so you can.
You
got to
call 911 apparently.
Yeah.
Because you are not allowed to run a red light that doesn't change, according to the article I read.
Yeah. What do you do? You have to turn around, go the other way?
I'm guessing, but you can't reverse in traffic either. Now I'm thinking that you need to call 911, even though here they're saying you should not.
To me, I feel like that one's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of agree. I don't think this is a nuisance. The nuisance is the light that doesn't change.
Somebody lost their nose ring down the shower drain.
Well, how do we know it's just one person?
Yeah. Now, did they, like, I don't know, did it like tear out and are they bleeding?
Then it doesn't matter if it went down the shower drain or not.
Yeah. Somebody called the 911 because Airbnb host canceled their reservation.
Yeah.
If you showed up in Canada.
That could make you mad.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of get that.
Somebody called because their Uber Eats order was taking too long. That's stolen food, maybe.
Yeah, these are all legitimate reasons. come on.
Yeah, right? not the nose ring.
What if it was a $2 billion diamond?
Maybe, but the nose ring is the most frivolous so far.
Yeah.
A burger place wouldn't let them in before opening.
That can be enraging.
It is enraging to show up at 10:55 and they're like, we don't open till 11. And they're looking at you through the door.
Yeah,
and you're
like, hey, you are all in there.
Yeah. Why are you guys in there then?
So awkward.
Yeah. Similarly, their McDonald's order was taking too long.
Mm-hmm. Valid.
How long does the McDonald's order need to take before you call 911?
Dude, they've had that stuff made for days. Mm-hmm. So it should be, 5 minutes.
In a microwave, you can heat up a burger in a microwave in about 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody called 911. The barber gave them a bad haircut.
Not a reason to call.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most barbers give bad haircuts.
Yeah. But maybe it's like, hey, I'm not paying. And then the barber says, yes, you are.
I've gotten a lot of haircuts. Probably not as many as you guys, actually, because I have worn long hair large majority. But I found a woman who cuts my hair, and I always take a hat in with me. And generally, I put a hat on right after a haircut because I look like a doofus. And I would say this woman, 75% of the time, gives me a good enough haircut that I don't feel like I have to put a hat on it as I walk out the door, which is much, much higher rate than anybody I've ever gotten my haircut
for. What an endorsement, Tyson, no-hat haircut.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another legitimate one here, Rob.
Yes.
You're probably going to read
yes.
the pothole one. To complain about a pothole, that's legit.
Depends on how big the pothole is, I think.
If you're losing kids in it and stuff,
yeah, my car is stuck.
Or you're hitting it with your car and your teeth hurt because you just slam into it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a reason. I the pothole one I get because you can't, you're not allowed to fill it yourself. So who else are you going to call?
Yeah. And then one last one, they couldn't find their cell phone. Well, how'd they call 911?
Yeah. that one doesn't make any sense because all the resources you necessary to find a cell phone, you should have them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Meaning like you can call your phone, you can do find my phone or friends, whatever.
Yeah. Now, this was not one of the things that were called into 911 in British Columbia, but we have a story about a man or multiple men got arrested with $1,000 in stolen butter by the Canadian police.
Ooh. Kind of risky. Remember these Canadian food heists.
Yeah, heist. Keeping all your money in butter, that's a risky investment. One hot day and you've lost your life savings.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like there's other things you can invest in, like maple.
Yeah. Maple okay. Syrup. Well, this happened East. In Brampton, Ontario.
Classic.
Where men were spotted at 4 p.m. When they got called to a grocery store, men were putting a case of butter into the cart and then walking out of the store. And they got in their vehicle and drove away. The butter thieves.
Why? Okay. Why butter?
They stole beer. 144 sticks of butter and 17 containers of ghee.
Wait. What's the other thing?
Ghee.
Ghee is like a butter that...
Clarified like butter, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow would endorse ghee.
Yeah. Okay. And these men were aged 49, 29, and 25.
A good spread.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So is the butter, Danny. But do you think that maybe they had like a friend who was like stuck in some sort of like staircase banister?
Fell down an old well that wasn't covered up. That's the only time that you would need that much butter.
Well, butter would be good if somebody fell down the well. Are they stuck in the well or they?
So they're
fell
stuck
down?
In the well, right? Somehow you're able to get a rope around something other than their neck. Then you heat up the delicious butter and you pour it down. Not only does it nourish them as they wait for rescue,
what if you drowned them lubes up in butter?
That'd be so. You think this was like a potential mob hit? They're like going to like slowly drown the guy in butter, which is also a good way to slowly torture someone. You put them in butter, slowly melting it, and it's rising, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you try and get them to confess.
There's two ways. I mean, because you could use butter in that way as a torture or also as a reward.
Mm-hmm.
And either way you die, because if you try to eat your way out of the butter tub,
cholesterol will go
probably
through the roof.
Cholesterol, yeah. Right? Or you can drown in butter.
Mm-hmm.
Devious.
Yeah. I think that's how most lobsters prefer to go out.
In a tub of butter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, as opposed to how the alternative.
Here's a question. Going back to police phone calls.
Yeah.
If I called the police from my cruise that had just informed me that I was going to Boston, like what kind of
helicopters are on their way?
Yeah, right.
We're supposed to be going to the Bahamas and they're taking us to Boston.
It does feel like a mild kidnapping.
You're in international waters, son. There's nothing we can do. Call the maritime police.
Call Interpol.
Then the Coast Guards, all the Coast Guards come out. Just like. You're like, it's us over here. And then, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's MSC. Never mind. You should have known what you were getting
into.
You
should have read the small print. Says they could take you anywhere they desire.
Yeah, that's why it was only $60 for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rob, did these guys even get the chance to warm up the butter?
No, we don't even know what they were going to use the butter for.
You should have asked.
Butter carving.
Isn't anybody curious to know why they need so much butter?
Butter sculpture?
Mm-hmm.
Butter keeps for a long time if you chill it. So maybe they're just like doomsday.
Even
preppers.
If you don't,
maybe
the butter in my pantry.
That was the one item that was missing from their bunker.
So old.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I got one other story about, you know, we talked about, was it last year? The beginning of last year, we talked about the Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. But there's a brand new Mickey Mouse horror film that is coming as the Mickey Mouse enters the public domain.
Yes.
And so
crazy
that there
Winnie the Pooh was the other one, right?
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Yes.
Yeah,
so the copyright is expiring for Steamboat Willie. And so I guess old Mickey Mouse is now in the public domain. And so there is now going to be a Steamboat Willie horror game, which is coming.
Here's what's crazy is that when they wrote this law, they're like, what's an amount of time? And I'm guessing this is close to 100
years. That people like, will forget this cartoon and it will have no relevance.
Nothing lasts longer than 100 years. We will be fine. No corporation has ever existed longer than 100 years. No big deal. And it's wild that this is now entering the public domain.
Yeah.
Like, none of these living Nostradamuses ever could have predicted that this would actually happen. I would have thought Disney would have the power to stop this.
No.
So it just blows my mind that we're now going to get tons of Mickey Mouse porn, Mickey Mouse horror shows. I mean, it's going to be just off the wall for a couple of years.
But who wants this?
Not me.
Yeah.
Steamboat Willie.
It doesn't matter what you want. It's what is sticking it to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Like those people are like, finally we got Disney right where we want them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I'll make them pay for that overpriced hot dog.
Yeah. So it seems like there's a movie and then there's also a Steamboat Willie inspired horror game.
Yeah. Love it.
Other things came out on the public domain.
Yes. What else?
I saw a list. I think Charlie Chaplin.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And then there was one other thing that I can't remember from the article I read. So there are things slowly. Now is the time when we begin to see popular culture items coming up into the public domain. What an exciting time to live.
How many years is it? So it's 1928. What is it, like 94 years?
If that's true, that's a random amount of years.
Very random. Yeah. Well, I guess at that point it was like, well, no human could ever live that long.
Yeah,
that's true. The longest person ever alive was 900 years, Abraham in the Bible. But since then,
but that's
everybody
ridiculous.
Else has lived under 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just 94. If that really is what it is, and we could look it up. We all have the internet at our fingertips.
Yeah.
But let's just assume that's what it is.
Yeah. So that means that our first episode of News AF.
Yep. That's what I was thinking about.
Is going to come out on, we all will have no control on how people utilize it in the year 2108.
Is that really what it is? Did you feel pretty confident in that math?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to got a little bit more time than that, I think. I think it's like probably like 2111, I think. We're probably good until then.
Okay.
I wonder if our AIs will know.
Should we talk to our lawyers now or as it gets closer?
Yeah. Let's see how things go in our living wills. Okay. All right. Danny, are you ready to take us into your bolt hole for the first time in 2024? Oh,
the first one.
First bolt hole of the brand new year.
A lot of pressure.
All right.
This better be good.
Here we go.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Okay. Danny, get us rolling.
I know you guys have been waiting for this.
We have.
Big news in the world of darts.
Darts. I love darts, dude. I bought custom darts once. And
why am I not surprised that someone who loves, what do you call it? I'm not allowed to call it
disc golf.
Disc golf, that's what it is. Would also love darts. Big news in the world of darts. First of all, a young up and comer, 16-year-old, just won championship.
Gavin McLeod.
on top of that, think how special that is. On top of that,
I just made up a name, by the way.
That's not his name. Mm-hmm.
But I figured Irish guy.
Littler.
Yeah,
Luke Littler.
The incredible kid, Luke Littler. He's taking the world by storm.
English.
They call him Luke the Nuke.
No, you have to do an English accent for darts.
No, that was great what Rob did. I thought that
was
perfect.
Great, but that's more of a old-timey baseball sound.
But that's old-timey is like when they would report old-timey. On the world of darts.
You got to do English. It's English accent for darts and billiards.
He's the Lionel Messi of darts, Tyson.
By the way, that's
not
even
the big news.
Can you
do an English accent with that same message, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Tyson, that's not even the big news. You got to let me get to the big news.
Okay, let's hear the big news.
The big news is that in a poll conducted of 2,000 British people.
Oh, no.
No. Dart throwers were voted the best in bed over football players.
They know how to hit the bullseye, Danny. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know, right? Isn't that shocking? So maybe now's the time to get into darts.
But how do you
learn how to throw darts?
It's like I knew one dart thrower. He was amazing.
I guess. I mean, 2000
not
people.
Dark groupies, Tyson?
Yeah, maybe. No, this is where you're looking around.
This is, yeah, this is.
They spend a lot of time in bars.
This survey was emailed out by a dart manufacturer.
No, yeah. Dart Playing Magazine.
Yeah, Dart Player Magazine 2024. But the other thing, too, is like you're reading down a list and it's like, who are the best lovemakers? Basketball players, muscle men, beefcakes, dart throwers. And you're like, oh, dude, you got to put dart. Like, how would you not just put dart throwers? It's hilarious.
The poll was conducted by Illicit Encounters.
What is that?
A subsidiary of Dart Player Magazine.
Anyway, guys, maybe this is the year of darts. Baba Vodka, whatever her name is, she didn't predict this, that darts would take center stage on the world of sports.
All right. One check mark against her.
Get in on those parlays, Tyson.
Denver Morgan says, I'm an expert dart playing lovemaker. Okay.
Boy, I'm an expert dart playing lovemaker.
Would the dart does the dart playing increase the talent of
I don't know the science between or the
think like
between,
are great lovemakers drawn to darts or are dart players sexual performance is improved.
The dart thrower needs like a very delicate touch, right?
Yeah, sure. What I need is $50 million from the government.
A grant
to get some of this research.
Grant is money you don't have to give back. Okay.
We could create a whole new crop of dart throwing gentle lovers and to send them out of the world to the joy of all of their partners. Mm-hmm. That's what the possibility is there. We have the technology. We could do this. Okay. I was shocked. These are truly the very first shocking thing I've come across.
Studies about this? What did Living Nostradamus say?
There's this one.
He doesn't mention dart players at all, which again, to his
discredit.
Where
do wolf spiders fit in? You lotion up.
No. You never lotion up, Tyson, before throwing darts. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Not your hand. You have somebody lotion you up, but wrist up only.
Yeah. You got to stay loose and slick.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, I might buy a dartboard.
Yeah, Danny's not lying. Not that he ever would. But yeah, so this
you
is...
You promise you're not lying, Danny?
This is a study.
I can...
Yeah, here are some of the dart world's biggest stars. Yeah. Okay, here's Stephen Bunting.
Yep.
Sexiest
sport.
Guy can make love. I can tell.
It's good news for stars like Stephen Bunting.
Here's also Adrian Lewis.
This guy looks like a generous lover, 100%.
Yeah. So, and then here's Dutch star Michael van Gerwen.
Michael van Gerwen.
The caption here says Dutch star Michael van Gerwen might also like to finish on a tremble.
For sure he'd like to finish on everybody's tremble.
What is this from the same article I was reading? What is this tremble?
He's finishing on everybody's tremble.
Yeah, dude. Danny, see? Sports players who make the best lovers revealed with a surprising winner.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You want to know why?
Why?
I bet they're generous. I think you get some of these narcissistic soccer players, you know what I mean? And it's all me. Mm-hmm. These guys are like, I'm a dart thrower. All right. Mm-hmm. If I want to keep this lady around, I've got to be a generous lover.
Yeah. How about they finish on her tremble?
Okay. Second.
Yeah. Go on. Uh-huh.
Seconds pulled were swimmers.
Oh, Tyson. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. And footballers third.
I guess that's the only three sports in England.
I love how those are like the three big sports.
Now, the worst lovers were also polled.
Oh, what were they? I didn't even go.
Also the same three.
No, worst were one.
Snookers.
No. Table tennis player.
Oh, no.
Dude, how are these even sports?
The but top sports kind of, in England, dude.
Okay, all right. Tennis table.
Table tennis player, I would buy that.
Mm-hmm. So aggressive.
Yeah. Second, cricketers. Mm-hmm. And third, boxers.
Okay. Mm. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All those just make sense. Perfect sense.
Well, sorry for you.
Now, I don't know how many people they polled.
2,000.
I'm going to guess like 4.
Like in a group of 2,000, how many of those 2,000 pulled made love to a dart thrower? Like two? Danny, and they only had good things to say.
Yeah, could you go to illicitencounters.com and tell us more information?
Yeah, let me get an account. Let me get an account.
Why don't you tweet at them? Just tweet at them and be like, "Hey, we love all of your work. Hey, Illicit Encounters, we love all of your work."
Liz won't crawl back into the room when you're on illicitencounters.com.
Just watch the door back there.
She's not in here. Now's the time.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right.
There we go. Shocking. Right. 2024
take up darts in 2024.
Not even the greatest prediction predictors could have predicted that dart throwers are leading the charge in sexual encounters in 2024. Early lead for the dart throwers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see if they can finish strong.
All right. Mm-hmm. Danny, there you go. All right. What else is coming up for you in the new year?
Man, what a year. I've got a whole year ahead of me to do anything. The sky's the limit within the predictions of the living Nostradamuses. Mm-hmm. I've got a big thing coming up at the in a week or two. Like Tyson, I'll be like keeping the secret. Got a big secret thing coming
up. It's a big secret?
Well, I'm going to say it's a big secret. Okay. Is it an adventure? It's an adventure, a big secret adventure. So I got that coming up. Other than that, I'll probably just
go on the next one. Just let me know when the next one is.
I'm constantly trying to think where Tyson and I can go. Now the holidays are over. Mm-hmm. It's time for Tyson and I to join forces and see something cool together.
Collab.
Maybe take up darts. Like maybe see if we can prove quantifiably that darts make us a better lover.
I've taken up darts already in the past.
Okay. Lawn darts maybe, or regular? Yeah.
Regular darts. Mm. I bought, like I said, custom ones that were supposedly designed specifically for my needs.
Wow.
Whoa.
Dude, yeah.
Dang.
I don't know where they're at now though. Yeah. It's been a long time.
So Tyson, what about you? What are you
immediately I'm going to probably go to the bathroom after this and then, back to Arizona and just the regular grind, taking a little break from some of my podcasts and that's it. Nothing really.
Yeah. Nice time of the year.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Rob?
Yeah. Kind of a quieter podcast week, for me, but you know, next week we got the Traders coming back. So lots of big stuff, around the corner.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us here for First News AF of 2024. Thank you for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.